Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up? It's your boy, The Fed Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Men's Room Original Ales out there. We brought the OG back. The very first beer we ever brewed with the Legion Brewing Company.
Mm-hmm.
And it's available on a limited basis at the time being and on tab at just a few select locations. All those locations available at KISW.com. Basically what they did was they picked the locations that had Men's Room Original Red on tap the longest and sold the most amount to help out our friends at the Fisher House. Of course, Men's Room Original Ale doing the same thing.
We'll
donate a portion of proceeds to our friends that way as well. If you're looking for a bar restaurant that has the beer in your location, just head to KISW.com. Our question, what will you still eat even though it doesn't agree with you, or what won't you eat anymore? 206-421-ROCK.
By the way, we were talking about oatmeal versus cream of wheat. Somebody here says, hey guys, F oatmeal and cream of wheat, multi-meal all day.
I don't know if I've ever had that.
I don't think I have. It does not sound good. Is anyone familiar with Malt-O-Meal?
Negative.
Malt-O-Meal.
I don't know. Does that sound like a... It sounds like an instant breakfast or something.
That's what... Are you Googling that now?
Malt-O-Meal.
Yeah, malt.
Well, we know what malt's used for, and it seems like breakfast cereal is a waste for it then.
Oh, I've seen that. I've never tried that.
Yeah, I'm not... Quick cooking hot wheat cereal.
I mean, I would try it, but I don't.
So you couldn't put buckwheat on the front of that because people would freak the hell out.
Even if it was made of buckwheat.
Mm-hmm.
By buckwheat.
Malt meal.
Hello, Terrell. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
All right, so I got extremely high one day. Me and my friend thought it would be a good idea to smoke as much weed as possible. When I got home, I opened the freezer and I saw what I thought was just regular corn dogs. So I warm them up. I eat one, I inhale it like air, didn't even taste it. I got to the second one, I'm like, all right, I want to enjoy this. I really like corn dogs. I bite into it, and I realize that it's stuffed with cheese. I'm not lactose or anything, but I just wasn't ready for that. My stomach turned into a gymnast. It just did all kind of flips. I think I turned green for a second, and I'm pretty dark-skinned. So about a week after that, for about that whole next week, everything tasted like cheese stuffed corn dog. I ate chicken. I ate pot roast. I ate popcorn. I ate potato chips. It all tasted like cheese-filled corn dogs.
Did it taste bad, or you just didn't expect it?
It was bad. It was horrible.
Really?
I cheated. I kind of microwaved them, and then I threw them in the oven. So I'm thinking the cheese didn't really have a chance to melt all the way. It was just bad. Yeah. It was just bad all the way through.
So, and ideally, it sounds good. It's a corn dog with cheese in it.
Now, so we go to the Washington State Fair. They just have corn dogs. There's no cheese.
I did, Thrill. I was just getting ready to tell you. I did because I love corn dogs. I'm like, you know what? It's been about 8 years. I'm going to try it. No, I took two bites of it and I had to throw it away, and I was kind of mad. I should have got the turkey drumstick.
Okay, let me ask you a question. All right, I was with a group of people. We were at a bar. They have these things called mini corn dogs. All right, so they order the mini corn dogs. There's like one or two for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the guy that I'm with dips the mini corn dog in ketchup. And I realize that there's a debate about what are the ideal condiments for a regular hot dog that some people find acceptable.
Not ketchup.
Ketchup is not one of those if you're on that team. But the idea of a corn dog in ketchup to me was just an abomination. I mean, I'm like, dude,
that makes more sense to me.
Mustard only. That is the only thing.
I would prefer mustard, but I would put ketchup on my corn dog before I put it on my straight hot dog.
Seriously?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I
yeah.
was like, what
yeah.
are you doing, dude?
I'm okay with the ketchup. I'll allow the ketchup.
All right.
Yeah, I'm with you.
By the way, Molto Mill is gross. Molto Mill is horrible. All right. Grits. Savory grits.
I like grits too, but again, I grew up on cream of wheat.
But grits isn't a hot syrup.
I don't mind grits.
Grits is butter.
Well, it depends. So the grits I grew up on were always instant grits that my mom dumped out, right? So I thought I hated grits, and then I went somewhere and they had, you know, shrimp and grits. My God, hell, that I ordered. So, like, real grits, I'm okay with those. But it turns out that multi-meal, cream of wheat, oatmeal, and grits, a lot of division here about what people think.
You got to pick a side.
And there's four sides to pick from.
I'm going
to
go cream of wheat.
Man.
Taking cream of wheat.
I have not tried multi-meal. Someone pointed out that it's also good to kill ants. But I would try multi-meal. But right now, I think I would take grits. If I'm at a restaurant, I would take grits. That would be my top pick out of those.
What will you still eat even though it doesn't agree with you? Or what won't you eat anymore? 206-421-ROCK.
You ever heard the other giant argument about grits?
What?
Like, do you put salt on them or sugar? So it goes around, right? Some people are salt people, some people are sugar people. Sure. I like hot sauce. But then, of course, you ask somebody from Maryland, like, will you put Old Bay?
Old Bay, yeah. Well, okay, all right, Maryland, we know.
I prefer
my grits savory. And I think it's because my big turn on them was the shrimp and grits, right?
Well, right, I'm with you. I prefer them savory over sweet.
If you go to Waffle House and you look at the menu, which, by the way, includes pictures.
Always.
Every picture that they have of grits has cheese on it.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if you have to ask for it to not have cheese on it, but every single picture they have, the grits are covered in cheese.
Yeah, the first grits I ever had cheese in
it. Do they call them cheesy grits or just grits?
Can't remember.
Because a lot of times they say cheesy, and I'm down with cheesy grits, man. So good. It really is. Even though it's a horrible name.
Yeah. Cheesy grits.
Mm-hmm. Although, sounds like a failed porn star.
All right, I was going to say, or like a weird rapper.
No, I'm thinking it's a blues guy. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for cheese and grits.
I mean, we got everybody on the sound. We even got cheesy grits.
Hello, Jesselyn. Welcome to the men's room.
Featuring.
Hola.
Hola.
So, I'm allergic to hops. That means no beer for me.
Oh, no, right, man.
Okay, well, what else? What other common food items do hops have? Where else do they come into play?
Mostly just beer, because I can't really think of anything else that has hops in it, unless it's one of my husband's making these cookies that he likes to make, because they got hops in it. But it's mostly just the beer.
Now, aren't hops pretty directly related to marijuana?
I believe so.
Yes, which means none of that for me. And I live in Washington State, which is legal, and I can't.
Wait, does this mean that you can't even smoke it? Or, I mean, in other words, if someone were to put it in a brownie or a cookie. I agree with you, kid.
Your child is so quiet.
We're in the school pickup line. No, I haven't tried it with the brownies yet, because I just don't want to chance anything, because I break into really nasty rashes if I drink too much beer and highs, and I haven't reached the point where I need an EpiPen yet, but I'm afraid it's going to get there.
How do they deduct this? You know what I mean? Like, because I know for a fact that When certain people have allergies to something, sometimes it takes test after test after test for doctors to actually figure out what it is that you're allergic to. So
it took 4 years.
It took 4 years of just straight testing.
It took 4 years of off and on testing with different allergists and TRICARE being difficult, not wanting to test me all the time. And I just kept going to baseball games and hockey games and trying and drinking beers and breaking out. And then it finally just clicked with me after a Mariners game going, wait a minute. I had a few beers.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, you've got to help those types of doctors to figure out, like, what was the trigger
point. Well, sure. Right.
You know, like, okay, this is what I had before I broke out. So it's got to be someplace in this area, you know?
I would have a hard time with beer just because I really, really, really like beer. And the problem, I know a lot of people, when Jolene was here, right, she went through that whole allergy thing and found out, hey, man, hops and some other stuff.
Gluten,
she was like,
allergy.
Look, I got to cut beer on. She switched to ciders, right? So she can still get a drink. I'm just not big on ciders. I feel like if they told me beer, I would end up being whiskey all
the time. Well, hers is gluten. So the color was hops. But I was going to say, there was a gluten beer that Jolene doesn't drink anymore, but there was a gluten beer that she was drinking.
Oh, yeah.
Or a gluten-free beer that she was drinking at the time. It was like Woodbury, or
all right.
I don't know what it was, but I know for a fact, like, if you go to certain bars, they carry this beer, and you wouldn't even know it's back there, like the non-alcoholic beer.
Right. You need to ask for it.
Unless you ask for it.
It's not on tap or something?
Well, no, exactly. They have a sixer of it back
there. Yeah, if you couldn't drink beer, like you say you go whiskey, but you probably would just drink more different cocktails. And that's what I'm saying, you know what I mean? Like all of a sudden rum and Coke's back. Like you might drink more vodka sure. sodas or something.
You know, problem,
I'm just naming the cocktails I like.
Yeah. No, you're right, man. You're right. That would have to be the way I go. Because alcohol is very important.
I have a couple friends that can't drink beer anymore because of diabetes, but like they just kind of switch to alcohol.
And the problem with that is like after I drink a can of Coke, I can't drink three or four of them.
No.
For me, it's like that would be hard to like, yeah, I can knock back four or five beers, no problem. But I couldn't drink four or five Cokes.
I forget where I was the other day, and we were drinking Crown and Cokes, and I was like, this is actually pretty damn good.
Oh, I drink one or two. You got to remember, Crown and Coke, you could probably have two or three of them. That would be the equivalent of one can of Coke.
Yeah, that's about it.
You know what I'm saying? As far as, you know, with the ice and half, but I mean, any more than that, I'm just like, I'm out of that.
Yeah, you're right. I can crush beer, but soda, like, I'll have a glass, I'm good.
Because, like, on a 5-hour plane ride, I'm like, I'll take one can of Coke. But that doesn't mean that I won't do, like, six Jack Daniels.
Yeah.
What will you still eat even though it doesn't agree with you? Or what won't you eat anymore? 206-421-ROCK.
By the way, Miles, someone here says ghost fish is the beer.
Ghost fish.
Ghost fish.
Okay. All right.
Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
For me, it's cold cuts and light cereal.
All right, let's start with the cold cut. So is this any kind of cold cut meat?
Pretty much. If it didn't just come from the deli... And it's packaged already, just explosive diarrhea.
Okay, so it's not about you having, like, a cholesterol problem. Because if you have a high cholesterol problem, you're not supposed to eat any kind of processed meats.
Right.
So
it's processed meats specifically that take you down.
Exactly.
And how long have you known this? Is this something that's been around since childhood or something you figured out later in life?
Later in life. I've been eating cold cuts probably most of my life, really.
Okay, can you have salami or anything like that? Turkey?
Yes. That's one of the few that actually don't affect me as bad.
Well, the good news is you're not running into bologna a lot. I mean, you need to go out and consciously buy bologna and bring it home and make your own sandwich. I mean, Subway has it on like maybe two sandwiches on their menu.
Sure.
So it's not like the most popular lunch meat anymore.
What about, what's up with life cereal? Is it just that it tastes like crap or something happens to it?
It's cardboard.
So, I mean, I love life cereal, right? I mean, you know, my name is Mike, and I got it that, oh, Mike, you liked it when I was a kid, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And I never had a problem, when I was younger, and then I just noticed that it really clears the system, if you get what I mean.
Sure.
And so, like, if I'm feeling kind of bloated, I'll eat some life cereal. I still eat it. It's good stuff.
But if you're not feeling bloated, you avoid it.
For the most part, yeah. I'm not a big fan of spending my nights, you know, on the toilet.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, that's a solid point.
Okay, well, it's yellow cornmeal is what life cereal is.
Right.
So I love Bugles.
Right.
Little snack food, you know what I mean? Those are great. But I mean, life cereal is just, for me, it's just the worst thing ever.
I don't
know. Bugles have salt.
That goes a long way.
They are really, really good. Maybe you got to put salt on your cereal.
What do you think is the worst cereal? I had this conversation with VD this morning, and he agreed with me. Shredded wheat.
No.
Like, I'm
no,
come on.
No.
It's a bird's
no,
nest, man.
It is.
I mean, I'll say I don't.
Oatmeal.
Cold cereal.
Oatmeal. Okay.
Cold cereal. The problem is, I can't remember last time I had shredded wheat that it wasn't a mini frosted wheat.
Right. That helps, but it's still not good. I believe VD, and I appreciated this, he said, look, I don't even think that stuff breaks down, and he basically called it an anal loofah. He's conveyed, just goes through, scrapes out all of your insides, and pushes it out the backside as soon as it can.
I'll say Sugar Smacks.
I don't like corn-based.
I don't like Pops.
Cereals, yeah.
I don't like any of this stuff. Like, you know what I mean? Like, this stuff, any of this crap is, no.
Yeah, the Pops.
That's not really as popular as it used to be. But still, they're just, ugh.
Gotta have my Pops.
Horrible. Because to me, Sugar Pops are the same thing that, what the hell do you call those?
The Rice Cakes?
Rice Krispies?
They remind me of a rice cake. You know what I mean? And their consistency a little bit.
Yeah, but they taste bad. I remember as a kid, like, you go to other kids' houses, and a lot of times they'd have Sugar Smacks or, like, those corn pop things, and you try to be cool and eat the bowl, but I'm like, this is the worst crap ever. As far as a sweet cereal
goes. Yeah, for some reason, I remember liking corn pops.
Really?
Yeah.
I just feel like it was a failure as a kid cereal. You know, a kid cereal, just sugar. That's all they want. Maybe switch it up. Dude, you like corn pops, Mike, for real.
I loved corn pops.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I haven't had them in years, but yeah, as a kid, I mean, we always had them at the house.
They're great.
Was that a Mr. Spock cereal?
It is. It's Sugar Smacks. I'm just looking at all the people who have graced the Doctor Who's graced the front.
Who else? Who else we got there?
It looks like there's a Native American chief that's on there too. Like
Mr. Spock.
That guy right there.
Okay. Well, you know. Mm-hmm. Sugar Smacks getting it done. Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
Mike?
Hello, Mike.
He's there. I can hear him.
Yeah, we'll get
He's
back
to it. Talking to somebody.
I'm sorry, who is that on the cover of that Sugar Smacks? Is that a clown? Is that Bozo?
It's Paul Jung?
Yeah, I would not buy this cereal for my kids. Hello, Jake. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
How do you have a chance to win a gun?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Cool.
All right.
Yeah,
all
right.
I can't eat chicken wings anymore, I'm sad to say. Buffalo wings are out.
Why?
Why?
So I was acting for my friend in a short film he was making. My character's name was Hot Wing Luke. It's a comedy, and I had to eat like 100 wings in about 2 hours, you know, not all at once, but in the course of 2 hours, 100 wings is a lot of wings. And I didn't eat every wing, you know, to the bone because it's a film shoot. So you just do, you know, as many bites as the camera is rolling.
Sure.
But it's a comedy, and so I ended up, like, cupping the buffalo sauce in my hands and slurping it for, like, minutes on end, you know, and chugging beer at the same time and choking on the bones. You know, I'm trying to be funny, and it was very funny, and everybody was laughing, but, I can't do that. There was a lot of throwing up after that. I went to the bathroom and just hung out there for, like, an hour.
Let me ask you this, man. So if you watch a movie, right, you go to the theater, you sit down, you watch a movie, and you understand how movies are made, so nothing's ever done in one take, right? And there's somebody stuffing their face with whatever, or drinking a bunch of whatever. Do you think to yourself, like, that actor does not eat that crap anymore?
Sometimes, definitely. When it comes to, like, some movies, you'll see people chug milk.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, I know that they took 4 or 5 takes to chug that milk, and they probably don't drink milk anymore.
Yeah, I was just wondering about that. Like, because I would not want to be turned off from chicken wings. Like, and I get you got to retake it.
You put yourself in that position. Like, there's, you know, a doctor can tell you can't eat anything anymore. But if you get burned out on something, you just get burned out on it for whatever the reason is.
Yeah, but
yeah, I just burned out.
So,
and like, I tried a year later to eat a couple wings. I went to the Wing Dome and did their spiciest challenge or whatever, 7 wings of hell or whatever. Mm-hmm. And that was a compounded the mistake because now suddenly I don't know if you've ever done a wing challenge, but I'm literally sweating and my snot is running down my nose onto the wings as I'm eating the wings, and I only have 7 minutes to do it, so I'm just chugging the wings down, and then after the 7 minutes is up, I like passed. I thought I was gonna die. My throat was swollen. I'm passed out in their nasty bathroom. My head is like in the toilet. I didn't care. I was just trying to, like, survive.
Have you tried
water? It was bad.
Have you tried chicken wings that aren't super spicy?
That's what I was going to say. Why don't you just lay off the hot sauce?
Well, the first one, the buffalo wings, not very spicy. I mean, I can handle spice, which is why I'm trying the, you know, the extra spicy stuff. But so now maybe I'll do, like, more like the sweet style wings. But really, like, the act of biting into the bone brings back some bad memory.
I was going to say, next time you get a wing dough, man, try the dry Jamaican rub. That is... The jerk is really
good. Come on.
Yes. I can't eat, so after I had my colonoscopy,
right?
They do a family history on, and my dad had like 6 feet of his intestines removed.
Damn.
My grandfather had the same thing. So,
how many feet of intestines do you start with on average?
I don't know, but he got a lot of it taken out. But you have, there's diverticulitis runs in my family.
Okay.
So there are certain things that you are not supposed to eat anymore based on the fact that if this could happen with my colonoscopy, so like, look, you need to stay away from these things, or this is a very potential real, you know, problem that you could have. So those things include peanuts,
mm-hmm.
Crunchy peanut butter.
Okay.
All the things that are my favorite things. Cashews, almonds. And then the one that really sucks the most is popcorn. Because the same way
the
kernels will get caught in your mouth and in your teeth, the same thing happens in your intestine. And then that has the potential to cause an infection. So I'm like, you mean to tell me if I go to the movie theater, I shouldn't get popcorn? He's like, I would highly recommend you don't.
Damn, man.
I'm like, popcorn's gone?
Right, because I feel like popcorn is the safest thing you can eat.
There's this big list of things, and they just keep getting crossed off. The older you get, you're just like, damn it. And it's never like, don't eat salad.
Right. No, never.
It's always just like, not this stuff I like.
And so the stuff you're allowed to eat when you get older is all the crap you've spent your life trying to avoid eating.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here's a list of foods you can eat. I'm like, this is veggie grill. This is not anything I want.
And when you do eat a salad or, you order one, you feel like, I did the right thing, but this is just sad, and this sucks. Like, my life's hell. You know what I mean?
And I'm hungry again.
I'm hungry 5 minutes late. What will you still eat even though it doesn't agree with you, or what won't you eat anymore? 206-421-ROCK.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW. The men's room is in progress.
What will you still eat, even though it doesn't agree with you, or what won't you eat anymore? 206-421-ROCK.
Miles, this one's for you. It says, from one diverticulitis brother to another, if there's a big movie blockbuster, I will get a big bucket of popcorn. I will put it in my mouth. I will suck the butter and salt and spit the kernel back into the bag that I bring from home. My daughters are horrified.
Oh, my God. I don't think I could pull that move off. I'm just going to suck the popcorn.
That's only something to do if you are with your kids. I feel like that's when I would do that. Like, is this bugging your kids?
Mm-hmm. Popcorn also disintegrates pretty quick.
It does. Well, that's why when you get to the part that's going to be quote-unquote dangerous. Right?
Oh, like the actual
kernel. And he will spit that part out.
And that's why I think that kernel they use for Smith Family Popcorn.
Mushroom.
Is a better popcorn.
Yeah,
you're right. Less as far as not, mushroom, not having that problem. With
why don't
that
you
stuff.
Ask your doctor about that? Say, look,
actually, I will. I'm going.
I don't know a lot about popcorn.
Ask him specifically. Look, can I have Smith Family Popcorn from Hyannis, Cape Cod?
I know this sounds strange, Doc, but guy I work with, he is a popcorn connoisseur. He knows more popcorn entrepreneurs than anybody I know.
That's for sure.
Yeah, because I know two.
That's if you knew one, that's more than one.
Yeah, you already got that. What will you still eat even though it doesn't agree with you, or what won't you eat anymore? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Matt.
Hola. What?
Oh.
Well, hola.
He's getting to the point.
Sorry. The phone, dinged, twice. Anyways, the thing that, I'll still eat it when it comes...
No, go ahead. We'll explain it later.
Mm-hmm. I'll still eat strawberries, but they, when I do, they make my ears turn red. Not my cheeks or anything else, but just my ears.
What are you, a weird Pokemon character? What the hell is that? Your ears?
I don't know, man. It's happened since I was a kid.
Now, do you feel weird, or does someone have to point out, hey, yo, Matt, man, your ears are red?
They feel kind of. If someone didn't tell me, I don't know if I would have noticed, but yeah, once someone points it out,
are you a big strawberry eater?
No, that's why it's not really that big of a deal.
Every once in a while, mm-hmm. strawberries definitely have their place. If you ever go to a place that has a chocolate-covered strawberry,
they're
covered in chocolate. That is delicious. There are certain desserts, like a cheesecake or something, mm-hmm. or if there's sliced strawberries on top. That works out for me. But just the idea of buying strawberries and that little box bucket thing and then washing them and eating them has zero appeal to me.
I
love them. Strawberries are one of those things, too. When they're in season, they're awesome. But, I don't know. I feel like there's other fruits you end up eating all year round, like bananas or apples.
My daughter loves strawberries. She loves blueberries more than anything, but strawberries probably her next favorite. So we go through a whole lot of strawberries in the summertime, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we got those little plastic knives. She will cut them up and just eat massive, massive amounts of it.
She's a fruit fan.
She is a, man, she, I don't know what animal she would have been in former life. Like, whatever eats a lot of fruit. Like,
that's awesome, though. So many kids just refuse.
Eat crap.
They just won't eat it.
No, you're right. Blueberries and Oreos.
But I'm pretty sure that's what binds her up.
Blueberries, though.
And it shouldn't, because wouldn't that be a natural source of fiber?
You would think so. That is what I would have thought. If it is a natural source of fiber that's helping her, I can't imagine how bad it would be if she didn't eat blueberries.
That's what I mean.
But I mean, it's, and it hasn't changed, man. Still, like, at least once a week, lift the lid, like, God. If you back up the toilet, you gotta let me know. Because finding this an hour later is a different experience.
Why don't you tell her that if she tells you when she backs up the toilet, you will give her $5.
I'm not gonna give her $5 because she keeps backing
up
the toilet.
Just do it once.
I refuse to give her money.
You gotta bribe kids. You gotta bribe kids, man.
I don't know, but you're not getting money because you take trucker S's. Like, I'm not going to give you $5 because you blocked the toilet and then told me about it. Just tell me about it.
I'll say stuff like, hey, man, if you brush your teeth tonight, and then when you wake up in the morning, if you make your bed, I will give you $5. Because I know if I tell them to do it, they just won't. And there's nothing I can do about it. I keep telling them, they won't go up and do it. So if I can give them $5, then they're absolutely it.
I feel like that's different. That's
inspiration to do it.
That's like getting an allowance for doing a chore, right?
And you go,
that to me, I can live with that. Like, let's face it. We come to work every day, and in return, they give us a paycheck. Right,
mm-hmm.
I understand how this works, but not because you block the toilet. Like, I'm
but
not giving you money,
but
for
you
got
to stop it. No, it's extreme measures now.
You know? It's not that. Look, she will never stop blocking the toilet. I'm convinced.
But the problem is she doesn't tell you. It's
I
not
know.
The fact that she's not going to continue to do it. It's just that I just ask that if you do it, let me know because I can try to fix this before it becomes more of a problem.
Before the milk turns chocolatey, essentially. It's
exactly.
The level of disgust when you lift the lid. It's not, nothing's really changed. It's just, you know, as it's had an hour to disintegrate into the water, it's like, oh my God. I would offer her $20 if she didn't tell me but told her mom.
Either way.
Right.
Either way.
I'll give you $20.
If you tell
you're
going
to alert your mom to this.
Let your mom you did it.
And she can deal with this, yeah. Hello, Steven. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores.
All right, here we go. So my story goes way back like 25 years ago. We're at like science camp. And they do this contest, and it's called Chubby Bunnies.
Chubby?
Take the marshmallow, put it in your mouth. Yes, it's called Chubby Bunnies. So you got to take a marshmallow, put it in your mouth, and you have to say Chubby Bunnies. You can continue to proceed by adding marshmallows into your mouth, and the person with the most marshmallows in their mouth that says Chubby Bunnies wins the contest.
All right.
I think I had upwards of like 24 in my mouth. They ran out of marshmallows for everybody.
That's the big full-size marshmallows?
Yeah, those big old Mondo ones. So by this time, when you're 20 plus deep, you're basically got this crap dribbling down the back of your throat and marshmallow consistency, disgusting on all levels. And to this day, I can't eat s'mores. I can't nothing. Like my kids, though, we're making s'mores. Everything's great. I cannot eat them. I will not have anything to do with marshmallow.
You know, other than roasting a marshmallow or putting it on a s'more, I know some people take the miniature marshmallows. And they'll top like
get a fat one first.
Like sweet potatoes, you know.
It's got to be the small ones for the sweet.
But
potatoes.
What else you use?
Maybe hot chocolate.
Yeah, but hot chocolate. Okay, mm-hmm. So now there's three things that marshmallows are good for.
And other than that, there
I
is
just can't
no
ambrosia salad.
Yeah, but the people that bring ambrosia salad.
God, oh no! I mean that's already just God.
That's wrong. That's wrong.
Thank you. We agree on that.
Is there marshmallow guns?
Marshmallow.
Well,
I see what you're saying.
Like
maybe
you shoot out little marshmallows.
I know, but
maybe.
Anyway.
But really, I mean, right? We have a bag of marshmallows sitting in our house now, and I guess as winter approaches, they will probably come out for like hot chocolate or something. But other than s'mores and the occasional Lucky Charms, marshmallows are not part of my life. I don't even like Peeps. You know?
Yeah, like I used to like Peeps as a kid. I haven't eaten them too much as
a child,
adult.
Yeah. Sure,
I've been.
Yeah, what the hell do you use marshmallows for?
Yeah, you're right. Because marshmallows shows up a lot in candy, but it's already in there.
Right.
It's like Rice Krispie treats. That's a marshmallow base.
Yeah, there you go.
It is, but you still melt it down. You don't really get a marshmallow in your mouth. It's just melted down to stick all the stuff together.
You ever had them when they're Fruity Pebbles instead?
Yes, those are the best. Yeah. That is clearly the winner.
No, dude, come on.
It is the winner.
It's awesome.
It's not even a competition. I mean, it is so
I don't like fruity cereal, though, man.
You would
like
love
Fruit
this.
Loops, fruity, but it's still going to taste like Fruity Pebbles, just with marshmallow, right?
It's delicious.
You're trying to tell me I don't like Fruity Pebbles, but if you make Fruity Pebbles
with marshmallows,
treats, quote-unquote, then I would like that.
Well, yes. Look, I'll back up Miles on this, only because I don't know a lot of people that like Rice Krispies, but I feel like everybody likes a Rice Krispie treat.
Yes, that is true.
I mean, look, I would make a marshmallow or a Rice Krispie treat out of anything. I mean, hell, do it with Fruity Pebbles, do it with Honey Nut Cheerios. Mm-hmm. I don't care. Just mix in the damn marshmallow and the butter.
How about the chocolate pebbles? What do they call those? Cocoa pebbles. Yeah, what about those?
Those are okay. They're not
the
best.
He just doesn't like fruity.
I don't like chocolate flavored cereal that much. Like Count Chocula, not in my wheelhouse.
I don't love it, but I think it's better than the fruity stuff. Because the chocolate doesn't taste like chocolate, the fruity doesn't taste like fruit, but they taste definitively like what they are. You know what I mean? You know
what about an instant breakfast? Like Carnation. Oh, that chocolate's awesome.
That's different.
Have
right?
you ever had Captain Crunch marshmallow treats?
No.
That is another one. Like, I know we have the Captain on our show every once in a while, but Captain Crunch does not get enough love in the cereal world. I mean, I know it rips the skin off the top of your mouth.
But it's delicious.
Yeah. But so do Cheez-Its, so who cares?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I don't know if they put the same thing in there. It's the stuff that takes the skin off the top of your mouth. What will you still eat even though it doesn't agree with you, or what won't you eat anymore? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Brennan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right, so the thing I can't eat anymore, which still this day breaks my heart, is corned beef and cabbage.
Oh, no.
Yep, a good redheaded Irish descent. Grew up with corned beef, love it. So a buddy of mine was cooking us some chicken burgers, teriyaki chicken burgers. Undercooked them is an understatement. Served them pretty raw.
Mm.
You know, had a few too many drinks, got just about through the entire burger piece of chicken before I realized that it was raw. The next day, by the time the food poisoning had kicked in, we had eaten a full meal of corned beef and cabbage, so by the time the waterworks kicked in, so to speak, that's what I tasted and attributed to making me sick, even though I know it was chicken.
So you
still to this day, years later, I can't eat corned beef and cabbage. It makes me nauseous.
That is unfair. That just seems like it wasn't even the corned beef and cabbage that made you sick. It was basically a raw piece of goddamn chicken. But somehow, can you still eat chicken?
I can eat chicken just fine. I had chicken last night.
Something about corned beef and cabbage, just it doesn't do anything for me.
Really?
Oh, no. I love it.
Oh, my God, it man.
I'd rather have brisket.
I mean, look, I'll take brisket, but if you give me corned beef, I'm down with that, man.
Okay.
Exactly. I grew up with, and that's one of those childhood meals I can still eat.
Other than the fact that it gets you sick now, kind of.
Yeah, well, that's what I loved after the fact. I don't know what I'm trying to say. Babbling on the radio. So don't mind me.
So your redheaded Irish descent, St. Patrick's Day rolls around. Everyone's looking at you. Corned beef and cabbage is everywhere, and you just have to avoid it.
Oh, like even the smell.
And that's
like, no.
So what do you do on St. Patrick's Day, man? I mean, like, the whole world smells like corned beef.
But isn't the real date of that food holiday New Year's Day?
What do you mean?
As far as eating corned beef and cabbage, isn't that the day you're supposed to eat it?
I mean, it depends on your tradition.
For good luck?
Sure.
I mean,
I think the American version.
I thought you were supposed to eat black-eyed peas on New Year's Day.
Maybe it's black-eyed peas, corned beef, and cabbage. Although Mike agrees with you. I don't know, man. I've never heard any of these
Mike, you don't like corned beef and cabbage?
No, he was agreeing about the black-eyed peas for good luck.
I know. I'm just like, Mike, I thought I knew you.
Okay. Corned beef and cabbage on New Year's Day is associated with a fortune you should hope for in the coming year. I don't know where this thing came from.
Yeah, so who made that up?
All right, Miles, so you won't eat a Reuben.
A Reuben is fine. I'm just not a big fan of the cabbage. Like, I like cabbage in different ways. I like coleslaw. I like sauerkraut.
All right.
I like a number of things, but I don't like that cabbage.
You don't like it on your sandwich?
Prepared that way.
You know, okay.
Well, the sauerkraut is fine on a Reuben. That's why I can have a cabbage that way. But, like, leaf cabbage, it really doesn't have any
flavor.
Yeah,
it comes out of that juice?
No.
Oh, you got a big hunk of potato next to
you
it?
You don't even eat vegetables.
I don't, but I'll eat that as.
All right.
That's a meal.
That is the one. Well, it depends. Not cabbage in general. Actually, you know what? As far as vegetables go, cabbage is probably one that makes its way into my belly more often than not.
Okay, so.
But hey, you never just eat straight cabbage.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
Outside like of corned beef and cabbage. Cabbage has always got some flavor or
right.
mayonnaise.
Coleslaw, right? If eating barbecue, I'm fine with that. Like you said, the corned beef, kimchi, you name it. Like, if it's cabbage-based, I probably like it. But I don't want to just
eat it. It says, for most of the U.S., corned beef and cabbage is synonymous with St. Paddy's Day, but it's associated with a holiday isn't an Irish tradition. It is uniquely an American tradition, a blending of both history and opportunity. So the idea of corned beef and cabbage is a holiday that was established in the United States. So that one isn't even of Irish descent.
Doesn't matter, man. We'll eat it. Now, someone here, so we've had black-eyed peas for good luck. We got corned beef and cabbage for good luck. Someone else says, you're supposed to eat clam chowder on New Year's Day for good luck.
Huh.
Wow. Basically, just eat something on New Year's Day. It should bring you luck. That's what I'm getting out of it.
You're going to be hungover. Just eat some food.
Yeah. You know, I mean, you need a fried egg sandwich with bacon.
You need something that can get you through like 8 hours of college football.
Mm-hmm.
What will you still eat even though it doesn't agree with you, or what won't you eat anymore? 206-421-ROCK.
Me and my buddies have pizza every New Year's Day.
That's a really good go-to based on what you probably did the previous night.
Just basically, whatever your New Year's resolution was, you've ruined it.
Yeah, start on January
2nd. I'm going to eat better. I'm going to
wait till January 2nd. Let's get a pizza. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the men's room.
Leroy Jenkins. Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins. I don't know if you guys have ever listened to that all the way through, but you could hear Leroy very quietly at the end after he gets lambasted say, at least I've got chicken, which is hilarious.
I'll have to listen for that next time.
So what I won't eat anymore is I won't eat like yellowtail tuna or fatty tuna when I go to sushi.
I'm not against it, but I do agree that I prefer like the ahi, something just less fatty.
What about a fatty salmon?
I don't eat that stuff anymore because of the like super high mercury content, which is cumulative. Your body won't get rid of it.
Right.
So you can develop neurological disorders, go crazy, that kind of thing.
Where does your body store the mercury? Do you know? In our blood? Where is it stored?
It stores it in your organs and in your brain.
That is problematic.
So every time you eat tuna, you're storing mercury in your brain. And we're not talking about like a can of tuna. We're talking about raw tuna, right?
Raw tuna, yeah. Actually, the can, like the albacore tuna, is the safest tuna to eat. But if you go to a sushi joint and they've got like the otoro, the really nice fatty mm-hmm. tuna.
Yeah, the red stuff. That's,
that's super high mercury content. And that's just going to sit in your system.
Do you specifically not eat it for that reason, or you just don't enjoy the taste?
That is the only reason. I think it is absolutely delicious.
Is there any other food that you won't eat based on what it does for you or to you in a health, kind of directive?
I eat very little to no red meat and processed meats because of the carcinogenic properties of them.
All right.
Okay.
Well, I'm a smoker, so that doesn't bug me.
All right. Okay. How about
I mean, seriously, there are people like, dude, I need this girl. I'm like, bro, I'm choking down a Marlboro Red. Like, that steak, it has a waiting line to get you.
How about octopus? Will you eat octopus?
Only if it's pickled. If it's pickled, it's delicious.
All right. See, ethically, I won't eat octopus. Especially after watching that documentary about the dude who makes friends with the octopus.
Yeah, I mean, I'm right there with you.
Like, I'm done. I'm not.
Pigs are intelligent.
They're very intelligent.
They're real tasty.
Yeah,
like, octopus is not tasty enough for me to say, you know what, I don't care how smart you are, I'll let him stay in the ocean. A pig, it's like, you're brilliant. Very smart animal. I appreciate that.
Is the octopus
but you're
that
also
much,
bacon.
Is he that much smarter than, like, a squid?
Yes. Yeah. Although the squids, man, they did some kind of cognitive test on squids, and they came to the conclusion that the average squid in the ocean is a little bit smarter than your average household dog. Just think about that. And they're like the dumb ones out of the tentacle group. Now, that said, I'll still eat them. They're delicious.
Calamari.
Really, that movie just ruins you on eating octopus.
Well, yes. And the fact that one at the Oregon aquarium climbed out of the aquarium, busted out of the top, worked its way down into the drain on the floor, and then escaped into the ocean.
Don't give him credit. He watched Finding Nemo.
I don't care. He walked on the damn floor, went down a drain, and found out how to get out of there.
Sure.
And went to the ocean. To me, I'm like, this is too much.
I can't eat.
This is too much. You know what I mean? Like, you broke out of jail. Are you kidding me? You're that good? I mean, he didn't want to be there, obviously.
Well, sure.
You know, I mean, like, this sucks. I just want to go back home. And he's like, the hell that I did it. And he tried like three or four times. And finally, so he removed the drain from the floor.
Then they keep suspecting something was going on.
Yes.
But it's kind of like Shawshank Redemption, so he kept going back to the tank before people showed up.
When he couldn't get out, he kept going back up the pole and then into his tank.
Right.
And then he figured out a different way to do it. And he goes someplace else, try someplace else again. I mean, to me, I'm just like, this is too much.
I like how he's back in his tanks. When you show up for work, it's like, hey, Greg, what's going on? Yeah, nothing to see here.
But I don't eat a ton of octopus because I think it's hard to cook.
I don't like the taste.
There's like one place in town that I like it, but I don't know that the intelligence of the animal ever really bugged me.
Not so much. I mean, like you said, otherwise I wouldn't eat pork.
This was the Seattle Aquarium, by the way. Here's the guy, all right?
Oh, yeah, I've seen him do this, man.
And he got out. It was a daring escape attempt, thwarted. Well, this one he was thwarted. But either way.
I just saw that dude like a few weeks ago.
Oh, you mean at the aquarium?
At the aquarium. Well, they put a top on it now.
Well, yeah, because he kept climbing out.
This is 2015, this story. I'll be damned. Okay, see, to me that's... And then I watched that documentary about, you know, the guy who made friends with the octopus, and they're tight, and he goes and sees the octopus every day, and then at the end a shark eats the octopus.
The shark's like, yeah, I don't care.
Yeah, you're delicious.
You should have tried them.
Exactly.
That's the one out of the aquarium.
And grilled octopus is great.
I don't like octopus, man.
Oh, dude, you got to go to Rock Creek. I mean, don't get it because I don't think it's ethically the right thing to do. But either way.
But if you do.
Yeah. Our question, what will you still eat even though it doesn't agree with you? Or what won't you eat anymore? We've got your emails coming up next from the men's room at KISW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.